Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Dalid and Perek Yud Beis Mishnah He. As we continue to learn the halachos of Kosev, the malacha of writing on Shabbos. We discussed previously that if you write two letters on Shabbos, then you have transgressed the prohibition of Kosev, of writing on Shabbos. Now we're going to discuss a few other halachos pertaining to writing on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, HaKosev She'osios Behalei Mechad, that if a person writes two letters on Shabbos in one lapse of awareness, in one moment of intentionality where he realizes that it's Shabbos, where he realizes that he's performing a malacha, then Chayiv, then he has transgressed the prohibition. He's liable for the Avera of writing on Shabbos. If, however, we should just point out, let's say he writes one letter when he realizes that it's Shabbos, or he writes, and then he writes another letter after he completely forgets that it's Shabbos. So in that case, he wrote one letter while he realized, one letter when he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so he wouldn't be chayv, he wouldn't be obligated in that situation. He wouldn't have transgressed a Torah prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, we're going to list a whole bunch of different types of inks that a person is not allowed to use to write on Shabbos. If he does, then he's transgressed the prohibition. And the common denominator between all of these different inks is that they are all permanent, that if you write something that's permanent on Shabbos, then you have transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Kasav, Bidyo, Bisam, Besikr, Bekomus, Vekanakantom, Uvchaldavar, Shehuroshin, that if you write two letters with either black ink, or this orpiment like this yellow mineral ink, or this vermilion like this red mineral ink, this gum arabic, this hardened sap of acacia trees, this ferrous sulfate, again iron treated with sulfuric acid, or anything else, says the Mishnah, that makes marks in a permanent way. Set, continues in the Mishnah, Al Shnei Kislei Zavios, V'al Shnei Luchei Pinkas, or if he writes two letters on two walls that sort of meet up at a corner, or on two pages of some sort of a notebook also that face each other and are next to each other, V'hein Negin Zem Zem, and they, meaning the letters on either the walls, or the tablets, or the papers, and so on, are close enough that they can be read together at one time, Chayiv. In all of these cases, he has transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Whether it's any of these inks that were permanent, whether it's any of these the walls, or the tablets, or the pages, and so on, any of these cases transgress the prohibition of writing on Shabbos, because number one, he did so in a permanent way, or number two, because he did so in a way where they can be read together, even if they're not mamish next to each other on a sheet of paper, but if they can be read together, then you have sinned, then you have transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaKosif al-Bisaro Chayef. Similarly, if a person writes two letters with ink, with a permanent ink, on his skin, then he has transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Even though you may take a shower at some point and ultimately rub it off and in some way get rid of it, but right now it's permanent, and therefore you have sinned by writing on Shabbos. However, we're going to see a machlokas regarding a situation where a person is scratching, where he scratches two letters on his skin with like the sharp type of a utensil. Says the Mishnah, Hamisaret al Bisaro, that in a situation where a person scratches two letters into his skin with some sort of a sharp instrument, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that he has to bring a carbon chatos. This is considered to be a normal way of writing according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you've transgressed the prohibition of writing on Shabbos, and you have to bring a carbon chatos for doing that. Rabbi Yehoshua Poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no, that he's Pater Aval Aser, still Aser Midirabana, but it's not Aser on a Torah level, because this is done Bishino. This is a different type of a way of writing. Normally, people don't write on their skin and scratch it onto their skin. That's not considered a typical form of writing, and therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, doing so is not an Iser on a Torah level of writing, and as the Bar Tanora points out, we actually paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Continuing now with Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah, Kasav b'mashkin, if a person writes on Shabbos with some sort of a liquid that makes a temporary mark that is black, b'mei peiros, or with various fruit juices also that make temporary marks with some various colors, b'avak drakin, b'avak hasofrim, or if one drew letters in the dust of rose, or in the, you know, like the powder that sofrim uses, that a scribe uses, like this dry residue that forms at the bottom of inkwells, and so on, uv'chaldavar she'enu miskayim, or says the Mishnah, anything that's not permanent, that's not going to last. Putter, he is exempt. He did not perform the Isser on a Torah level. It's a putter of al-Azer. Again, it's still Azer on a Midir Rabbanon level, but on a Midir Raisa level, he did nothing wrong. Continuing in the Mishnah with other examples of things that that would make a person putter of al-Azer, where it's not Azer on a Torah level, but it's simply Azer on a Midir Rabbanon level, on a rabbinic level. La'achar yado, if a person writes with the back of his hand, facing the surface that he's writing on, biraglo bepiv uvimarfko, or he's writing either with his foot, he's holding the pen or whatever it is with his foot, or in his mouth, or with his elbow, kasavos achas samach leksav, or he wrote a letter next to one that had already been written, kasav al gabi ksav al gabi ksav, or he writes one letter on top of another letter, he like traced over the letters, niskavin lichtov ches v'kasav shnei zainin, or he really meant to write the letter ches, but he left out the middle of the letter and he wrote two zayins instead. Echad ba'aretz ve'echad b'kor, if one writes one letter on the floor and one letter on the on like a beam on a pole in the ceiling, kasav al shnei kosle habayis, or he wrote two letters on two walls of a house that are not next to each other, al shnei dape pinkas, or on two columns of some sort of a ledger that are not next to one another, ve'nagin zamzam, they cannot be read together, at least again in these last three cases. In all of these cases, says the Mishnah, putter, he is exempt from liability. He has not transgressed the prohibition of writing on a Torah level. And I just want to go through them quickly just to get down the principles of why, in all of these cases, he is not liable for writing on Shabbos. Number one, in the first group of cases, whether he was writing with the back of his hand facing the writing surface, or with the writing instrument held by his foot, mouth, etc. So in these cases, the reason why he's exempt is because he was doing this bishino. He was doing it in an abnormal way of writing, which means that you're not going to be liable on a Torah level. It's simply going to be usher on a Midir Rabbanon level, on a rabbinic level. The second group of items listed in our Mishnah was one who writes one letter next to an existing letter, and the reason why he's exempt is because he didn't actually write two letters. There was already one letter there. He added one letter. So on a Torah level, he did nothing wrong. The third situation was one who traces two existing letters, and the reason why he's exempt is because he did not create new letters. He simply created one letter, and then he simply traced over that letter again, which means that he did not transgress, he did not write on Shabbos. The fourth category is one who writes two Zion letters instead of a Ches letter, and the reason why he's not liable is because he did not intend to write two letters, and your Kavana matters, and therefore on a Torah level, you did not perform an Avera. Now in the last group of cases, where a person either writes one letter on the floor and one on the ceiling, letters in separate walls, letters in two separate columns, and so on. So the person is exempt because he did not write two letters that can actually be read together. Again, all these cases are the opposite cases of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, what does make you liable? And now we're simply saying all of the opposite cases that would not make one transgress the prohibition of writing on a Torah level on Shabbos. Now our Mishnah is going to conclude with this bit of a machlokas, as the Mishnah, kasavos achas no tarikon. If a person writes one letter, but he writes a mark next to it to indicate that it's really an abbreviation of an entire word. So let's say, as the Bartanur points out, you write a kuf with like this little smidget on top, which shows that it's an abbreviation for carbon, or a mem, which shows that it's an abbreviation for meiser, or a tuf as an abbreviation for truma. So you're only writing one letter, but you're writing a little smidget on top as an abbreviation for that letter, for a bigger word. So it says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira mechayev. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira rules that he is liable, that he has transgressed the prohibition of writing, because it's as if he wrote the whole word, carbon, miser, truma, and so on. Or v'chachamim potrim, no, but the chachamim say no, that he's exempt, he's not liable, since in reality he only wrote one letter, and the smichet certainly doesn't count as one letter. And as the Bartanur points out, we paskin like the opinion of the chacham. So if you write, let's say, a reish and a little smichet on top to mean rav, and that's all you write, so you did not transgress because you only wrote one letter, and that's not usher, that's not prohibited on a Torah level. Quick review, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Dalid taught us a bunch of halachos when it comes to kosev. Number one, that you have to bring in carbon chatas if you wrote the two letters in one state of awareness, one state of understanding of what you are doing. Then the Mishnah told us that if you wrote two letters with any sort of permanent ink, that's what makes you liable. If it's a permanent ink that you're using, then you have transgressed the prohibition. Then the Mishnah taught us that if it's a situation where you wrote two letters and two walls that meet at a corner, two pages of a ledger, two columns and so on, they face each other, as long as you can read them together, then you're chayv, then you're obligated, then you transgress the prohibition of writing on Shabbos. Then we'd said that if you write two letters with ink, again, permanent ink on your skin, then that too makes you liable for writing on Shabbos. The Mishnah then concluded with a machlokas. What about scratching on your skin with some sort of a sharp instrument? So we said that was a machlokas. Rabbi Elazar said that you are chayiv for that. Rabbi Yeshua says you are not. And we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, namely that you are not chayiv. You did not transgress the Torah prohibition by scratching onto your skin in a deep way with a sharp object. And then Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey went through a whole slew of other types of writing, again, that are not permanent. And like we said in the previous Mishnah, if you're going to write things with the various liquids that are not permanent, and fruit juices and so on, dirt and so on, that's not permanent. And therefore, you are potter, you are exempt from writing with those items on Shabbos. And then we said that any items that are done b'shinoi, if you're going to be writing with the back of your hand or with your foot or with your mouth or the elbow and so on, then in that case, you have not transgressed on a Torah level. It's only aser midirabanan, because when you're writing in a shinoi with an abnormal way, that's not aser on a Torah level. Then the Mishnah concluded by discussing various cases. Let's say one person writes one letter next to another letter that had already been written. So we said there too, you didn't write two letters, you wrote one, only aser midirabanan. If you write, and if you trace one letter over another letter, also you only really added one letter, only aser midirabanan. If you intended to write a ches, but you wrote two zions, you intended to write a ches, so it's not aser on a Torah level, because you didn't mean to write two letters there. If you write a one letter on the land, or on a beam, and either they can't be read, on two different walls of a house and so on, then in that case as well, you did not transgress the prohibition on a Torah level, because they can't be read together, and that's the halacha. In all of these cases, you'd be pot, you'd be exempt from writing on a Torah level. And the Mishnah is concluded by discussing what about the case where you write one letter with a little schmidget on top to demonstrate that there's an abbreviation here. And we say there was a machlokas as well. Rabbi Shubha Maseir says that you would be chayiv for such a thing. And the Chachamim say, no, that you're pater, because at the end of the day, he only wrote one letter. And we paskin like the Chachamim. Have a great day.